Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Market Eminence is a Business and Marketing Book by David Newman that focuses on personal branding, positioning, and authority building for experts, consultants, founders, and CEOs. Framed as a practical manifesto rather than a general branding guide, it argues that in crowded and AI-shaped markets, visibility alone is not enough. The real goal is to become the obvious choice in your category by earning trust, shaping perception, and consistently communicating a distinct point of view. The book presents 22 strategies that work together as a playbook for becoming more recognized, respected, and preferred. Its purpose is not to encourage self-promotion for its own sake, but to show how intentional market presence can improve client attraction, shorten sales cycles, and create stronger business opportunities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, market eminence as a framework for becoming the obvious choice. A central idea in the book is that strong personal branding should not be treated as decoration or vanity. Newman instead presents market eminence as a business outcome, the ability to become the first name people think of when they need a solution in your category. This shifts the discussion from generic visibility to strategic preference. The emphasis on being the obvious choice matters because many capable professionals remain obscure even when they deliver excellent work. The book argues that obscurity creates a hidden cost, since expertise that is not clearly positioned often fails to convert into opportunity. By framing eminence as a system of deliberate actions, Newman connects reputation, credibility, and commercial growth. The result is a model that is less about hype and more about making your value easy to understand, remember, and choose. Secondly, the 22 strategy playbook turns branding into a repeatable system. The book is organized around 22 strategies, which gives it a practical structure, distinct from many branding books that stay at the level of broad advice. Rather than treating influence as something mysterious or personality-driven, Newman breaks it into repeatable moves that can be applied over time. This matters because professionals often know they should build a brand, but do not know which actions actually compound. The playbook format suggests that market eminence is not built through one dramatic campaign, but through a coordinated set of choices covering message, visibility, thought leadership, and trust. Each strategy is meant to reinforce the others, so the reader is not left with isolated tactics. That systems approach is useful for consultants, speakers, and service providers who need a durable way to grow authority in a market where attention is fragmented and competition is high. Thirdly, visibility, respect, and brand preference work as the three pillars. One of the book's most useful analytical ideas is the three-pillar model of visibility, respect, and brand preference. Visibility means being seen often enough to enter the conversation. Respect means being viewed as credible and serious rather than merely loud. Brand preference goes a step further by making you the preferred option, not just a known one. This progression is important because many people stop at awareness and assume that recognition alone will produce business growth. Newman shows that recognition without respect can still leave a professional interchangeable, while respect without preference may still fail to produce action. By separating these pillars, the book helps readers diagnose where their positioning is weak. It also clarifies why strong brands require both reach and substance. The model is simple, but it has strategic value because it reveals that market authority is built in stages, not all at once. Fourthly, contrarian slant and profitable polarization sharpen the message. The book strongly favors a clear point of view over bland consensus. Newman calls this a slant, meaning a deliberate stance that distinguishes you from others in the market, rather than trying to appeal to everyone. The book argues that useful differentiation comes from being specific about what you believe, what you reject, and what your market is missing. This approach can feel risky, but the underlying logic is practical broad messages are easy to ignore, while precise messages attract the right audience faster. The book treats polarization as a feature, not a flaw, because a clear point of view helps right-fit clients identify with you and wrong-fit prospects self-select out. That makes positioning more efficient and often improves sales conversations. The value of this section is that it explains differentiation as an operational necessity, not merely a branding preference. Lastly, radical generosity and amplification make authority compound over time. Another major theme is that sharing strong ideas openly can strengthen authority rather than weaken it. Newman describes radical generosity as giving away useful thinking in public so that trust builds before a sales conversation even begins. In this model, generosity is not charity. It is a strategic way to demonstrate competence and create goodwill. The book also distinguishes between internal work and external amplification. Internal work includes clarifying your beliefs, audience, and positioning. External work includes speaking, publishing, podcasting, and other channels that spread that message. This distinction matters because many people rush into promotion before they have sharpened their point of view. Newman's sequence suggests that influence becomes more effective when messaging is internally clear before it is externally broadcast. The combination of generosity and amplification creates a compounding effect, where visible expertise and useful content reinforce each other over time. In conclusion, market eminence is best suited for founders, consultants, speakers, authors, and executives who already have expertise but need a more deliberate way to convert that expertise into recognition and demand. It will be especially useful for readers who want practical guidance on positioning, message clarity, and thought leadership rather than inspirational branding advice. The main benefit of the book is that it treats personal brand building as a strategic business function, not a vague exercise in self-promotion. Readers can use its ideas to sharpen their point of view, improve market fit, and become more memorable to clients, partners, and media. What makes it stand out in the crowded personal branding category is its unapologetically business-focused orientation. It is less concerned with image management and more concerned with category authority, influence, and commercial outcomes. The 22 strategy structure also gives it more operational depth than many books in the genre, making it useful as a working framework rather than just a perspective piece.